listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, as if sculling a Stella Artois wasn't shameful enough, he's only gone and sculled a Stella Artois on live sport in the US in the background and vomited. And if that wasn't shameful enough, it's being rehashed on the Danny Lakey Show catch-up podcast. So I hear about the Stella Artois vomiture pretty soon. Movie sequels that were perfectly reasonable. Spoke to the List King and one of his most controversial lists yet. If you're a tradie, turn it down now. But first things first. Bizarre social media trend encouraging kids to damage school toilets has emerged. Oh, come on, kids.
I mean, seriously.
The latest TikTok challenge that urges students to vandalise school bathrooms shows young teens blocking toilets. Footage of Victorian teens taking part in the trend has been shared on social media platforms, including the TikTok and the Gram, with one video showing a group of teens in a public toilet brazenly ripping a toilet roll dispenser from the wall and blocking the toilet. Oh, no. It's one of those big ones as well, like the industrial rolls, like 28 people can wipe their ass before having to refill the roll again. One of those big hoops. I'm surprised it even fits in the basin. They put it in there and then they started flushing. Obviously, the toilet paper's expanding. I mean, it's a whole clog job. The plumber's going to have to be called in. While the video's caption says, "We'll put it back, we promise," the shocking trend has been slammed by experts and school principals as stupid and dangerous. Yeah, I could have told you that. Clinical psychologist Jordan Foster, she's been interviewed for the article, said the trend was pointless, mindless, and stupid. Yeah, nice, Foster. Well said. Well put. A Victorian secondary school principal who works in a school in Melbourne's outer east said she was aware of the trend as well, but thankfully this ridiculous trend hasn't hit our school, she said. Oh, well said, teacher. I love that there's some journalist at the Herald Sun ringing up like experts in their field trying to get some legitimate quotes for just a couple of schoolboys trying to flush a toilet roll down a school toilet. But don't bring light to it, I think, is the moral of the story. These schoolyard trends will come and go. Sometimes they'll take on a nature of their own. With social media, sure, the fire may burn bright for a while. The sails may be wet. But I think adding an article front page of heraldsun.com.au probably isn't going to fan any of the flames anytime soon. Not to mention the Danny Lakey show. Now get its grubby mitts on this article as well. 133353, what did the school put a stop to?
Remember the day
to kick off tonight? What did the school ban? What did the principal call a meeting for? Say, no, we're not having this anymore. This isn't what our school colours stand for. There's plenty of things, but you can be guaranteed if something good is going on in school, something fun, if a group of boys are blocking the toilets for a couple of days with a couple of school rolls or something in the schoolyard is providing a few laughs, it's on borrowed time. There is an expiry date to this fun. Eventually, one teacher will catch on or one kid will start to sook and it'll cause a chain reaction. All of a sudden, there's a whole school assembly and a note going home to every parent saying, we're not going to stand for this as a school and as a community anymore. Remember in grade 7, Mindari Primary School, shout out to the class of 01. There was a big bring it on phase, which was one of those cheerleading style teen movies back in the day. And the grade 7 girls, of course, they were having a field day with this. They'd be like doing like acrobatics and little bring it on moves at recess and lunch. And they'd recruit a couple of the stronger boys as well to be like the bases, like just pretending they were in this American high school bring it on film production. And all the girls were doing somersaults and whatnot. I was one of the more muscular boys in grade 7. So I was base. I'd throw a couple of the girls up from time to time. And then the girls had this grand plan that they would be performing at the grade 7 graduation in like 4 months' time. They're like figuring out a whole routine to do as like a bring it on style cheerleading graduation. After about 3 days, teacher said no. Teacher put a big stop to that real quickly. And then the girls actually fought back, like fair play to them. A few of them like went on a hunger strike at recess and swore that they would never eat recess again until the principals allowed a bring it on performance at the grade 7 graduation. I think a couple of them were talking about sewing their lips shut. But anyway, that kind of like fizzled out eventually. I remember in high school, the punch buggy game, like if you saw like a Volkswagen Beetle, you could punch your friend in the arm, except this took a dark spin. One boy decided that we could do the punch buggy thing in the schoolyard. If you saw someone who was just slightly overweight, that meant you could punch your friend. That resulted in a fist fight after day three. All of a sudden, letter goes home. No more punchy in the arm anymore. 13353. What did the school put a stop to? Was it just a 90s thing? Was it just for a hot minute that schools were banning things? Because you hear back in the day, you could get away with anything. Did someone maybe choke on a hacky sack? And that was the end of hacky sacks for 10 years. 13353, what did the school put a stop to? Tabitha. Oh, the tabby cat. Meow.
Hey, good evening, Danny.
Good evening. What did the school put a stop to?
In the 90s, we used to wear our rock T-shirt over our school dress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big stop on that.
Big stop. They'll kill that hard, one pretty quickly.
Hard stop followed by a stop on skeletons.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
I mean, yeah, it doesn't sit well that this girl's wearing a Pantera top over her all-girls school dress. But the skull on the back.
It was Motley Crue.
That'll do it. Unfortunately. Well, they get you with the technicality there, don't they? Because they're big on school uniforms. Like, no, we can't be having that. No, you've got to abide by the school code. But why? Is it just subtly like creating a hierarchy with young minds so that when they become adults, they're less likely to bring tyranny to the streets? No.
I think it just divides the cool kids from the not so cool kids.
Yeah, there wasn't a lure of quite coolness. They're like, oh, your mum doesn't care that you're wearing.
I was the coolest. Yeah. Hey, we got away with it for about 8 months before they banned it, though.
Well, it sounds like you gave it a red hot crack.
Adios.
Nice one, Tabby Cat. Meow. George in Essendon. George or Jorge?
Look, it's actually legally George, but yeah, my cousins call me Jorge, yeah.
Yeah, nah, fair enough. I'll probably go with Jorge tonight. I'm going to Mexico in a couple of weeks, so I've got to get in the spirit early. Jorge, what did the school put a stop to?
They put a stop to, amongst other things, a game we used to play called British Bulldog.
I remember the game well. Now, it encouraged fitness, didn't it? Endurance, agility. I don't see the problem with any British Bulldog hijinks.
Yeah, no, we, all the young fellas used to love it. You know, you get to tackle your mates and quickly followed by the other childhood game that got banned around the same time, Stacks On.
Oh, Stacks On, of course, yeah. There's not many principals can walk past a big pile, a human child Jenga tower and go, yeah, that's fine, I approve of this behaviour. But hang on, so you did the tackle version of the British Bulldog as well. It wasn't just a glamorised chasey. This was full on like NRL rules British Bulldog.
Proper, mate.
The proper way. How do you think a bulldog would act in real life? A British Bulldog is vicious. Yeah, it makes sense, but the teachers don't like it. The teachers wouldn't like that one bit. It only takes one weedy kid to get injured in that kind of situation as well. Like enough people could hold their own in that. You could probably get away with it, like an underground sort of fight club British Bulldog situation. But the weedy kid, all of a sudden, half a concussion. Principal finds out about it. No more British Bull.
Mate, at our school, it was actually the reverse. Just one of the biggest Samoan fellas, you know, lovely kid. But he got on the wrong end of like a two or three boy tackle. And just on a rock, managed to split his head open. And we watched him be escorted out of the school by his mum with this massive mummy bandage over his head.
Well, I'd like to check that Samoan's passport, to be honest, because doesn't sound like the Samoans I know, but good call. Brad in Whittlesea, hello.
Danny, how are you, mate?
Going good. What was the ban at school? What did the school put a stop to?
Mate, we actually got banned from kicking the footy.
It's un-Australian. I'll have to say that straight off the bat.
Most definitely was. I mean, admittedly, we were trying to kick the footy over the portables, and one of the boys actually put the footy through the window, and a teacher ended up with glass in her eye.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll usually do it. So.
Yeah, but still, mate, one kid makes a mistake and puts a ball through a window, yeah, and everyone else goes with stuff.
I mean, come on, one lady with glass in her eye. What, the next thing, a bad on ball sport?
Knowing the teachers at my school, I can bet you it's not the worst thing she said in her life.
Yeah, so true. I'll be looking for compensation, please. Would you be willing to settle if we just stopped the kids kicking the footy? Okay, yeah, sure. Oh, what a feeling when you're chatting with the list king. It is a great feeling. It's that Friday feeling, chatting with the list king. He comes with a brand new list, a brand new ranking system for a brand new category each week. And List King, whilst I try hard to bust the myth that tradies are just Aussie blokes with loud, thick accents who are never on time and unreliable, I'm trying hard to break down these barriers. You just come with the list this week, ranking trades. You'll go after this spot fire. I know you. You'll say a whole heap of controversial stuff. Now you leave me to pick up the pieces on a Friday night. You're having a party. All of a sudden, 133.53 is going berserkers with angry tradies hating their stereotype.
Yeah. And I'll just be like, yeah, I'm over at Lakey's place. Come talk to me.
I will be blocking the phone lines for a good 15-minute period after the chat with the List King. Just remember, my thoughts are pure. Now, let's get into the ranking system. There's going to be plenty of people not happy with this, but your cat vomit tier, the worst tradies, you claim, are the plumbers. Oh, my God. You can't stand a plumber, List King.
Listen, they make it out like they're elbow deep in shit all day, but the reality is they're mostly just ripping off the elderly to fix a leaking tap. We all know that, right? We know it. And look, I'm not even mad at plumbers. You've got your hustle going, and that's fine. But, I mean, if I'm asked to put together a list on tradies, well, I'm going to call a toilet, and I'm going to put you down in the toilet. That's that. Sorry.
And, look, I don't have too much experience with having plumbers. I'm a renter, and I kind of, well, I just don't say when the drains are blocked and whatnot. But I do appreciate a good plumber's ute. Like, he'll have a fake toilet on his passenger door, so it looks like he's sitting on a toilet. Or, like, I drove past a plumber the other day, and his business slogan was, "We're number one when it comes to number twos." You just got to love a plumber's sense of humour with this.
I'm with you. I swear, I see so many of the vans with, yeah, that decal of, like, sitting on the toilet. And, you know, I'll be driving, I'll be like, it seems like he's on the toilet, but he's driving.
Good old plumber.
I really like to spell out the joke, you know?
Yeah. No, don't mind a plumber.
Tools down!
Thank you, Scotty Cam. Pleb tier, we move up to. Now, this is, by no means are you celebrating this trade. You still don't like the trade. You don't like the roofers. You got some beef with the roofers.
Oh, I hate them. Roofers are all dead shit that listen to Triple J. 50% of the time, they make huge mistakes on the job. They're terrible at what they do. You never have a roofer over once. You have a roofer over like six or seven times. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's being out in the sun too much without shade, but they're just very thick individuals. And I don't like them. Sorry, but I mean, hey.
The kind of guys that draw a cock and balls on the wall of a portaloo.
But also, like, they're making out like they're working, but they're up on the roof. Like, as a kid, I'd be up on the roof. It's easy. It's fun, you know? Like, you mess around. You can see into your neighbor's yard. Like, it's not that hard of a job going up on the roof.
Hey, I'm not paying you to play up there. Put some roof on that roof, for goodness sake. You've been up there for 4 days. There's still no roof there. No, and shout out to all the roofers in Melbourne winters that work one day weeks. One of the great jobs. Moving on to the Adam
Shut Sam. Shut up, Lakey.
Don't turn this on me.
No, we admire everyone on the tools. Listen, in an Adam Sandler tier, middle tier, we've got mechanics. And, yeah, they never have any interesting or relevant magazines in their waiting room. And that's what just drives me crazy. Like, you know, it's a woman's day from 1991. And, you know, that's nice and everything for nostalgia's sake, but there's not anything in there that's relevant. And I just feel that if you're going to do a job and you're going to have, you know, your mechanic shop, just have some magazines in there that matter.
Yeah, right. Nothing to do with how well or not you fix cars, mechanics. The List King doesn't like you because you don't have a doctor's surgery with an Inside Sport and a Time magazine just waiting in the lobby.
That's right. I mean, slip a little GQ in there, or even is Stuff magazine still around, like all the little gadgets. I love that magazine.
I got charged $1,200 for my van that only cost me $950 to buy 3 years ago. What a prick. Let's move up to the royalty tier. All of a sudden, the List King changes his tune. These are the tradies that he respects, he admires in the royalty tier. The carpenter, the humble carpenter. Shout out to the carpenters. I know a few carpenters out there. They love a smoko. When I say smoko, I mean they love a bong every evening after work. Shout out to all the carpenters.
Listen, they are the most skilled of all tradies, and it's a fact that they invented the wolf whistle.
Yes.
And I find the wolf whistle a sign of great respect. So the fact that the carpenters invented that and are able to multitask fixing someone's house all whilst wolf whistling, it's like, wow, you guys have eyes in the back of your head. You can see who's walking down the street and you're ready to acknowledge that they're good looking. I love carpenters.
It's those worn, sanded down fingers. I swear, I used to know a carpenter. He used to make a bit of cash on the side teaching all the scaffolders how to wolf whistle. Good old carpenter. All right, well, we've been through a lot of trades tonight. There's a few scars, there's a few calls coming in, but the creme de la creme for the Friday night, the List King loves the painters. You can't get enough of those painters.
Lakey, I adore the painters. And you'll notice that they're always larger than life migrants who you instantly feel comfortable calling brother. And I like that. There's a bond. Before they've even gotten out of their van, you're like, I think he and I are going to do drugs tonight. I love this guy.
They're high on Dulux.
And they even know the differences. They're like, listen, if you want a really good high, mix some of that sunset yellow with a monochrome grey. It's like,
Oh, you're after more of that Moroccan sunset mellow high. Yeah, okay. I've got just the layer for you. Shout out to all the painters out there listening on their radios that are covered in white paint.
Bless the painters. Bless you. Bless you.
Oh, no, shout out to all the tradies out there. Hey, just quickly before you go, Liz King, want to hear a joke that a tradie once told me?
Oh, of course.
I can't. They're still working on it. Oh, no, I'm just joking.
Yeah, guys, Danny Lakey here. We like everyone. We're just having a laugh, radio,
Absolutely. Liz King, always good. Tools down, boys. Good work. Foreman says clock off early, and we'll chat to you again next Friday with a brand new list.
Have a good Friday night, mate.
It's time for more perfectly reasonable movie sequels. The creators of Smoking Aces bring you Smoking Faces.
Oh, shit. Oi, just go straight to my room. Oi, go to my room.
Oh, good evening. I was texting you.
Hey.
Where was my reply?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mum. Well, I was just really tired and we were just going to bed.
Jonathan.
What?
Why are your eyes all bloodshot?
The creators of Silence of the Lambs bring you Violence of the Lambs.
Jesus! What did you give these baby sheep?
Lamb stew. Laced with ADHD medication. I think in hindsight that was a little bit of a mistake.
And the creators of Marley and Me bring you Bali and Me.
Yeah, seriously, bro, Cooter, f***ing sick. I know one of the guys runs a nightclub in Poppies. Free Bintangs literally all night. Shows me all the secret surf breaks that only the locals know about. I've got so many contacts. It's just spiritual over there as well, man.
Uh-huh. And you don't think he shows everyone these secret spots as a way to build friendships with people that might actually result in financial gain for him in the long run?
Nah, just me. Literally, just me.
Right.
Basketball fan throws up on live TV after drinking a Stella Artois.
Oh. It's mad bonkers.
A basketball fan was seen chugging what appeared to be a can of Stella Artois. I don't know why they're so skeptical. Back yourself in, author. I've seen the footage. It's definitely a can of Stella Artois in the background of a recent sports coverage. But he got more than he bargained for when it came back up the wrong way. The lad had been sat with his friend watching a basketball game at Madison Square Garden and happened to be situated immediately behind ESPN's commentators as they covered the action. The spectator clearly clocked that he was within the frame of the ESPN coverage and decided to play up to the camera a bit by chugging his can of lager. However, after taking a hefty swig and placing the can on the floor beneath him, things suddenly took a bit of a turn for the worse. Yet usually when you see someone chug a beer, it comes up like mid-chug. They usually don't get to the end of the beer. You see him going a little bit. But it looks like he's pulled off a successful chug on live TV. There's a weird lag going on with that boy's esophagus. As he sat back in his seat, he let out a confident burp before nudging his friend and giggling. Hey, did you hear that? Do you smell that? But as he giggled, the beer suddenly shot straight back up and out of his mouth, prompting him to quickly bring his hand to his face to cover up the chaos. Oh, he thought he was home. The Stella swigger then sat back in his chair, doubled over, before eventually bending over forwards and burying his head in his arm in apparent shame. Yeah, confirmed shame. There's nothing more shameful than trying to swig and skull your Stella on live TV and then vomiting it back up. His friend doesn't seem too bothered and simply stayed with his arms crossed as he continued watching the game. Yeah, no need to feel shame for your friend. Just let him bask in his own embarrassment. One thing's for sure, he'll never be drinking a Stella Artois again.
Oh, I'll never drink that again.
The man will never sip again. It's unfortunate, but it happens. Once bitten, twice shy, I'm afraid. It happens to the best of us at the worst of times as well. I have told this story a few times. Now, I don't mean to tar any RSL clubs, but the Beanley RSL Club 2006 definitely did a bad batch of pumpkin soup at the bistro. And unfortunately, I was up all night 3 vomits in one night. And I was sharing a bunk bed at the time. I was the laughing stock of the night. I'll never have pumpkin soup again.
Oh, I'll never drink that again.
Soup, a food or a drink?
Oh, I'll never eat that again.
Doesn't matter. Either way, I'm not having it again. 133353. I'll never eat that or drink that again. Maybe it was a bit of alcohol poisoning. You hear those stories, don't you? Oh, I'm never drinking rum again. No, seriously. I know I said that last time about wine, but this time I'm never drinking rum again. One bad experience can put you off an alcohol, just one genre of alcohol for a while. Maybe a food poisoning thing. What did you used to love? Oh, I used to j'adore le pumpkin soup. But I haven't touched it since. Maybe you choked on something. Did you choke on some food and you're too scared to go back? Will you never chew again? 133353. I'll never eat or drink that again. Shane in Mitcham. Hello.
Yeah, g'day. So it was lunchtime and one of the boys asked what I went for lunch from the food shop. And I said, oh, a steak sandwich.
Oh, naturally.
Had lunch, got it delivered and had beetroot, tomato and radish, and oh my god, it was horrible.
Oh no.
And egg, oh, I'm not a fan of it.
Oh,
not having it again.
Oh god.
Oh, I'll never eat that again.
So is it a case of too many cooks spoil the kitchen? Sort of, there's too much going on for one mouth.
Yeah, I just thought it had, you know, steak and lettuce tomato maybe. Just had egg and horrible.
Oh god, I'm just disgusted with all the classic Aussie trimmings. So has it put you off all of these things individually as well? I'm assuming you're not a big egg man. You're probably not having too many eggs in your life.
Yeah, no, it put me off. I felt sick.
Yeah,
couldn't really work.
Yeah,
trying to.
Oh, of course. Well, it ruins the whole day. Any beetroot? Is beetroot present in your life?
Yep. Yeah, no beetroot, not at all.
No beetroot as well, yeah. I don't mind a steak sandwich, but I can see where you're coming from. Sometimes a steak as well, if you've got a real tough piece of rump.
Yeah, it was.
There's a lot going on, and sometimes it can be sometimes you'll swallow too much steak in one bite, and your esophagus doesn't close as quickly as you know it naturally. So you're like, oh, yeah, I don't know about that piece. Look, thanks for being brave.
Oh, I'll never eat that again.
Oh, you got a feel for Shane. He was a real steak sanger guy before the beetroots and eggs came and ruined the party. Jenny, in Glenorchy, Tasmania, you've got a mouth.
Yes, of course I have.
Yeah, well, most people do that I speak to.
Yes, Danny.
Only calling on my experiences that I've learnt after 32 years. What will you never eat or drink again?
Pasties.
Oh,
I'll never eat that again.
Pasties. I love the pasties, I bought a pasty for lunch at work one day, I felt queasy. Actually, it was at tea time. I felt queasy.
Oh, no.
I couldn't eat my tea.
Oh, dear.
Got home from work. I just went to bed. I just felt really off.
Yeah, sure.
And the next morning, I knew all about it from both ends.
Oh, double barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That put me right off.
Yeah, it does that to a lady, even one of the finest pasty fans. Do you think it was a Swede issue? Do you think it was an issue with the Swede?
I don't know what it was. Mm. I think it might have been past its used-by date.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't a standalone turnip issue.
No, tuna?
No, turnip.
Turnip? I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But they don't make pasties like they used to when I went to school.
No.
These were different. These were more chunky veggies.
Yeah.
I've got a funny feeling it was in the. It was there for a little bit too long.
Yeah.
And not good.
So what you say, it wasn't an individual parsnip problem.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sensing a theme here. I won't bog you down with more potato questions. It sounds like more of a minced beef expiry sort of issue. I'll probably leave it there. Danny Lakey. Triple M.